in general, the big thing that we have to watch for bevacizumab toxicity is high blood pressure. So that's an important thing that I counsel my patients about, especially those who have pre-existing hypertension. And then the risk that is not actually zero, it actually does happen with proteinuria. And so I think especially with prolonged use of bevacizumab, that is a toxicity that you may be a little bit more apt to see. So those are the things I especially counsel my patients on. Obviously, there are other less common toxicities associated with bevacizumab, but in general, these patients seem to tolerate it rather well. And I think that there, in the carefully selected patient, could be some benefit for treatment-free intervals.
Have you had to stop treatment because of proteinuria? Have you seen nephrotic syndrome?
I have. Yes to both answers.
Wow.
The label states that if you're having greater than 2 grams of protein per day on a 24-hour urine, then you need to stop the medication. And I have had actually a couple of patients experience that. Some of whom have actually never went back on the drug because their proteinuria persisted, not to nephrotic range, but to a range where I felt that it wasn't acceptable to resume them on a medication that would likely worsen their renal function. So yes, it can happen, and I have seen it. There is a question, of course, if this is a dose-dependent phenomenon. So in the United States, we usually use 15 milligrams per kilogram dosing, whereas in Europe, they will use 10 or 7.5 milligrams per kilogram. And so there could be a difference based on the higher dose that we use in the United States. That is challenging to know because that would be a single person, me, trying to decide if that affects my patients. But I think that that is definitely a toxicity I've seen and something that I do watch for. We do a urine protein analysis before each infusion.
So this patient got 21 months of Bev maintenance and then had disease progression. I found it interesting that she got Carbo-Gem, but she also continued the Bev. What was the thinking there?
Yes, so this is that bevacizumab after bevacizumab question. And so obviously it's not really ever been answered in a formal clinical trial as of yet. But the thinking and logic is that when you extract bevacizumab from patients' therapy, that you may change their tumor phenotype and you actually may expand tumor growth. And if the toxicity is acceptable, it doesn't appear to increase the risks of treatment. So hopefully you can maintain the benefit of the bevacizumab while adding in a cytotoxic therapy.